Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Tens of thousands of people have sought shelter in Gaza's hospitals, which are also struggling to treat dozens of people wounded each day in Israeli strikes. Yet only 13 of Gaza's 36 hospitals are even partially functioning. Office. A number of medical aid organisations have announced they're withdrawing from the area as the situation on the ground has become too dangerous. And on Monday, a strike on an MSF shelter in Gaza led to the death of the five-year-old daughter of a staff member. Well, Louis Baudouin-Larman is a field communications manager for MSF in Jerusalem, and he joins me now. You're very welcome to the show, Louis. Thank you for joining us. We'll start with that horrific situation, that strike earlier this week on a shelter for your staff, which led to the loss of a five-year-old girl's life. Will you just explain to us what happened?
Hi there, thanks for having me. Yes, what happened is on Monday, a large shell that looked like that of a tank broke through the wall of an MSF shelter, which basically was made out of an old wedding wall. The shell broke through the shelter and critically injured a young girl. Her name was Malak. She was 5 years old. And yesterday she died from her injuries.
And she was the daughter of an MSF staff member?
Yes, she was. She was the daughter of Rafik Abu Saada. He was an MSF driver who has been with MSF since 2009. And really, the situation is terrible. The staff on the ground, they're all mortified. They're beyond outraged that this could have happened. So obviously, MSF has asked for an explanation to Israeli forces, explaining what happened, at what time, but we have not received an answer yet.
So this shell that came through into this shelter, did it detonate? And if so, were there many other people injured?
So that's the thing. The reason that we know it looked like a tank shell and it had some Hebrew markings on it is that the shell didn't detonate. So it actually went through the wall into this former wedding hall that had been divided into different MSF staff and their families. They each had a little space. There was over 100 people inside of that space. But luckily, the shell didn't detonate, because otherwise you can imagine what an explosion in an enclosed space like that could have done. Many more people could have died, essentially. But three other people were briefly lightly injured from the strike.
It just goes back to what both yourselves and other aid organisations have been saying from the start, that it's impossible to protect anybody now in Gaza.
Exactly. That's why this is also properly outrageous, because, I mean, no little girl should die in the first place. But the fact that this happened on an MSF shelter that had been notified to Israeli authorities as a space for civilians not to be targeted shows that there's a complete disregard for even humanitarian aid workers.
Now, despite what has been happening, and we know that a number of hospitals have been taken out of operation, your staff are still working in the remaining hospitals. There are five or so, and five and one primary healthcare facility that you can still work in. Is that correct?
That's right. We're being pushed into an ever smaller part of Gaza. You know, first we were forced out of a few hospitals in the north, in Gaza City, in the middle area. We had to leave Al-Aqsa Hospital on Saturday after the entire zone surrounding it was the subject to an evacuation order. You know, like there was a sniper bullet that went through the ICU of that hospital, Al-Aqsa Hospital. But we remain in certain hospitals like the Emirati Hospital, the European Gaza Hospital, the Indonesian Rafah Hospital in Rafah. So MSF is committed to providing care where it can. It's just that we're seeing our room for maneuver just shrink day by day as the shelling, the fighting, the indiscriminate violence reaches new areas every day and shrinks the space for providing humanitarian aid.
And we have heard the Israeli Defense Forces say time and again that they believe Hamas is using hospitals as shields for its attacks on Israel. And they say that they must attack those targets as they see them to eliminate Hamas. How do you respond to that?
Well, we don't have the kind of information that they may have, but what's certain is that what we see as MSF is that the consequences of this strategy is that the already very difficult medical condition on the ground is being worsened by the fact that you know, it's a catastrophic situation and we can't even provide proper medical care. You know, like it's not just the war-related injuries like fractures and burns, but it's also, you know, our primary health care is completely collapsed. People are dying from communicable diseases like diarrhea that they contracted in the squalor of refugee camps because, you know, 1.9 million out of 2.2 million Gazans are displaced in Gaza because of all the fighting. Mm-hmm. All these things make for a terrible situation that is compounded by the fact that extremely difficult to just help people, to give them the crucial medical help that they need.
Louis, thank you for your time today. Louis Baudouin-Larman with Médecins Sans Frontières. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.